The United States and Russia have reached a landmark agreement to reduce their nuclear arsenals. President Bush and Russian President Vladimir Putin will formally sign the treaty when they meet in Moscow later this month. The deal slashes by about two-thirds the current 6,000 strategic warheads deployed in both Russia and the United States. Those numbers have been known since the two presidents met in the United States last November. The big news today, as NPR's Mike Schuster reports, is that the Bush administration has agreed to make the numbers legally binding in treaty form.
George W. Bush ran for president pledging to reduce nuclear arms. He made that campaign promise policy last November, and today, speaking outside the White House, he confirmed it, announcing that he and President Putin will place their signatures on a new nuclear arms agreement in Moscow less than 2 weeks from now.
This treaty will liquidate the legacy of the Cold War. When I sign the treaty with President Putin in Russia, we will begin the new era of U.S.-Russian relationships. And that's important. The new era will be a period of enhanced mutual security, economic security, and improved relations.
President Bush and his closest advisors did not want to put this agreement into a formal treaty. They initially wanted a sort of gentleman's agreement in order to reduce nuclear weapons but preserve maximum flexibility to build those nuclear arsenals back up sometime in the future, if events should warrant that. The Russian side balked at this. Russia is not in a position economically to build up their nuclear capabilities, so Moscow wanted a legally binding treaty to lock in nuclear reductions on both sides. The Bush administration countered with a new twist. Those warheads taken out of missiles and bombers would be stored away for possible future use, a nuclear deployment in reserve of about 4,000 warheads. That seems to be the quid pro quo of this new treaty, a binding agreement for the Russians and a substantial warehouse full of weapons for the U.S. Sergei Rogov, a senior arms analyst in Moscow, said it's not the best arms control agreement from the Russian point of view, but it's the best Moscow could get.
In the situation when the Russian-American relationship is undergoing a fundamental change, when we are moving to partnership and maybe even quasi-alliance, we don't need the arms control which is as restrictive as what we had during the Cold War. But we still need some arms control, especially for the transition period, because we have not yet really institutionalized the new strategic partnership between the two countries.
Russia and the United States also agreed to preserve the system of verification and monitoring now in place pursuant to the START 1 treaty. This system allows close mutual monitoring of warheads deployed on missiles and bombers. But the agreement goes beyond those measures. For the first time, the U.S. and Russia will establish transparency of stored warheads. This will mean Russians having access to American nuclear warhead storage facilities and Americans getting inside Russian warehouses. This agreement will have its critics. Many experts say those thousands of stored nuclear warheads should be destroyed. Robert Hunter, former U.S. ambassador to NATO, says there is no possible nuclear threat to the United States in the coming years that an active arsenal of 2,000 warheads could not deter.
There's only two arguments. One, if something went wrong in Russia and they reversed the process. And secondly, against China. There's no third entity anywhere in the world that could conceivably, state or non-state, acquire a nuclear arsenal that couldn't be dealt with by the weapons that we retained or the weapons we could build anew if we had to.
Some experts argue that the Bush administration is still putting too much emphasis on nuclear weapons in the U.S. defense posture. Strobe Talbot, the former Deputy Secretary of State, says he's worried that American reliance on large numbers of nuclear weapons may encourage other nations to seek their own nuclear capabilities.
The hints in some of the doctrinal shifts and deployment decisions and other statements that have come out of the administration, which suggest that they're thinking more about the usability of nuclear weapons, is a step backward and is going to have a negative effect on the willingness of other countries either to give up nuclear weapons or not to go nuclear.
This new agreement says nothing about the U.S. pullout from the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty and the intention of the Bush administration to develop missile defense systems. But a joint U.S.-Russia statement on missile defenses is also expected at the summit later this month. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.